school violence and the connection to evolution? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on why God allows death and suffering, entitled How Could a Loving God? Well, surely leaders in our church, Ken, those who say they believe God's word, should have the solution to school violence.
Well, that's true, but sadly, the majority of church leaders today don't believe that Genesis is literal history. Now, this topic does relate to violence on campus. You see, if Christians believe that we must accept that the fossil record was laid down over millions of years before man existed, then what does this mean? These church leaders have to accept a record of death, disease, violence, and suffering before Adam, and after Adam was created, God described this as very good. Now, it doesn't make sense. Imagine a church leader talking to a student and saying something like, "Billy, you can't commit violent acts against your fellow students. You need to love people as God loves." And the student replies, "Pastor, do you believe in millions of years?" "Yes," the pastor replies. And Billy continues, "So you believe in millions of years of death, violence, disease, and killing before Adam, and God said that that was very good? Then, Pastor, I'm loving as God loves. Your God is a God of hate and violence." Church leaders will only have the answer if they believe in a literal Genesis, a perfect world before sin.
Ken Ham shares much more about why death and suffering could not have occurred before Adam's sin in his free booklet. It's available on our website of AnswersRadio.com. That's our listener-supported site of AnswersRadio.com.